I am the mongoose. To my right, America's favorite degenerate gambler. Somehow, he survived his family dinner with his girlfriend. Here in one piece, how many Alex Jones conspiracy theories did you give Sal Baps?
Dude, none.
What do you mean none?
None. Dude, we had a lot of fun. It was a lot of games. It was a lot of celebrations.
I gave
it
out
was fun.
I gave out two yesterday.
It was fun, but you were doing it to antagonize.
Absolutely.
I have to be
true.
Neutral and very.
You were at the the girlfriend's her family.
Yeah,
I was on the home turf with my family.
You're on your home field.
Yeah,
it's like
home field advantage.
You're at Lincoln Financial Field, just being
this is like Arco Arena in the 90s. Like
yeah,
for me, like
you can.
My family knows that I'm just gonna fucking antagonize the shit out of them with how dumb they are and how much smarter I am than them. So, yeah, I was talking drones. I was talking sex robots a little bit. You know, I was talking about the collapse of Western civilization. The huge, you know. Just
they don't even
keep
realize
it light.
They're voting to replace themselves. Like, they're voting for, like, so the elites literally want to just govern AI robots.
Yeah.
Like, they're done with people. Like, people are done.
Done.
They're like, you know what? It's getting a little
Fuck
bit 'em. Boring with people.
Yeah.
There's too many of them. We may have probably let too many in.
Yeah.
Let's just give them diseases and we'll just govern robots.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
All of these jobs won't exist. They'll be done by robots and I don't know what we'll do.
Oh, nice. As I get a snap here from a nurse trying to Sal Baps, you date a nurse. Any words of wisdom for me?
They have big hearts.
Big hearts. Mm.
Because they have to.
She hasn't sent me a big heart yet. She sent me some other things.
Well, you're in like the want a bang stage. Mm. I mean, this is they have big hearts.
No, we're in the definite want a bang phase. That's a good phase to be in. Definitely.
Well, make sure she's a real person.
True. Maybe an
first.
AI sex robot.
Talking about AI.
I'd be okay with that actually.
AI sex.
Yeah.
Robot nurse might be a better option.
As long as it's Stepford wife AI robot and not like the AI robot from
right,
Blade
you want
Runner.
It to be, yeah,
yeah, it has to
it,
like physical contact.
It's got to be like kind of real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're back.
We're
Bola
back
Palooza
here.
3. We're
our
trying
first,
out Twitter.
Our first broadcast here on X, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Twitter, a.k.a. Elon's Fuck You, the World Economic Forum. What's going on? We are at Butter and Hose. Follow us for all of your college football and comedy fix. We are here to hopefully make you some bread and butter them hoes, them nurses. So far, Sal Babs, have we done that? In bowl season.
We did a terrible job in bowl season, but we've the new people, since this is on Twitter, X, whatever,
X.
You want to call it, we are on Rumble, that's where our show primarily is.
At Butter and Hose.
It's also audio on
Spotify,
exactly.
Apple.
No, actually, we did have a pretty solid, fun year.
I was 47 and 43, I was profitable.
Our main lock plays did well.
Yes.
And anyone new watching is like, oh, well, so many fucking people do this and give out picks and XYZ. But yeah, but a lot of them work for companies. This is just me and him sitting here just doing our own research, giving you the common man plays based off logic, what we think. We follow recruiting. We follow the coaching changes. We follow the imperialism that is college football in your modern era. We follow everything.
Yes.
Whatever you need, we got it.
So recapping here, we did touch on some of these games. Let's get into it, though, Sal Baps. Tomorrow, the Military Bowl. Are we going to have a
Joe Biden appearance?
Joe Biden appearance? No. Are we going to have a Donald Trump appearance?
He's dumb because if he went, the place would go bonkers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like he's barely campaigning. He's just, like, golfing and, like, talking shit.
He is
very
kind
of odd.
He's kind
like,
of doing the Biden.
We're really closing in on 24, and he's coming off as if, he's got this slam dunk in front of him,
yeah.
And it's like, dude, you better go to the Military Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
you better go.
Maybe we'll see some fucking cool Warhawks blow up some shit here. I don't know. Hope springs eternal, because the game is going to be a total bomb. Because as you can see here, as of right now, Tulane is minus quarterback Michael Pratt, starting wide receiver, starting tight end, starting left guard, starting safety, starting outside linebacker, starting defensive end, starting outside linebacker, starting cornerback. Holy shit, Sal Babs.
You know what's weird about Tulane is, like, they underachieved this year and still went 11-2.
Yeah, but literally they're...
They should have been, like, they should have actually been better than...
Some
of the games they won were, like, they should have lost.
I just said, like, 12 starters who are not playing in this game.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
that's bowl season.
Meanwhile, Virginia Tech will only be without their starting safeties.
Here's something to keep in mind. 72% of tickets are on Tulane. Never a good thing.
Never a good thing.
Never a good thing.
The
so
line,
like,
the line has jumped to, I believe, 10 and a half.
Never a good thing.
We are still on Virginia Tech. If you want to outline Virginia Tech to 13.5, I like it. Next one here, not a strong play for me, though. It is the Duke's Mayo Bowl, a personal favorite of Sal Babs of mine, because we do see the bukkake come on the coach's face after the victory.
Gallons of mayo on you.
Yeah, yeah. Sal Babs, do you have any – a lot of guys out for North Carolina, including Jake May?
Yeah, and then Mac Brown made some bullshit comment, too, about it, like – is West Virginia cool enough to still, like, roll them? I don't know. Maybe. They were 8-4. 7-5 against the spread.
I hate.
WVU was profitable. I don't know. It's like such an even matchup, even with the guys out just from talent differential.
I still like West Virginia. I don't have the balls.
Is this an under game? We've got this under at like 55.5.
Yes, except most of the bowls have gone over. As we've talked about before, the kids don't want to tackle. They don't want to get hurt. Half of them are already in the portal. They're, you know, basically just trying to get this game over with. For me, it's really difficult for me to pick unders in any of the games. I did get in early on the LSU Wisconsin.
It is outside too, so I mean, like, it's literally in Charlotte, so like UNC's gonna have the home crowd.
Yeah, so, I hear you. It's tough betting against Mac Brown when he's an underdog. That's when he does come up and fuck you, very much like Pat Narduzzi at Pitt. I will say, though, a money line sprinkle here on your parlays for West Virginia.
If you're in West Virginia, do you have the financial stability to go to this game?
Oh, do you have the financial stability to leave an hour from your house if you're West Virginia?
I don't know. So, like, I see a domination crowd here of UNC, but
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. What do you want? It's a bowl. It's a mayonnaise bowl.
Money line West Virginia to your parlays. That's my opinion. Next game here, the DirecTV Holiday Bowl.
Holiday Bowl!
I was in on the USC.
One of my favorites.
The USC team over. I'm still in on that. Sal Babs, do you? It's only 24.5. Do you have any play in this game?
Yeah, I actually think Louisville's going to fucking cover.
Okay.
Because Louisville...
7.5, correct?
Yeah, because Louisville...
it is fucking hot in here. I put the heater up too high.
Louisville got shut down the last time we saw them against that great Florida State defense. I mean, undefeated team. Florida State fixed their defense, really were lights the fuck out the end of the year. And we saw them struggle. I mean, USC is Swiss cheese. If anything, I would like Louisville's team total over, if anything.
This is still a Lincoln Riley coached offense. This is still Zachariah Branch, Singer there, wide receiver.
Look, okay, I get that. I hear
four
what you're
star
saying.
Recruited
I hear what you're saying. Then you either like the over in the game, or USC doesn't get stops. They don't stop anyone. They don't. They haven't all year. What's going to change?
Yeah,
I wouldn't just.
I like the
Louisville
team
over. Gets a reset. They get to. I mean, this is a 15th ranked team in the country versus a team that was actually predicted to win the national championship and have the number one overall pick.
Yeah,
these are two different entire.
I like the over.
Here.
I like the over. I still say USC team over is criminal.
Does the Holiday Bowl ever not go over?
No, it's like the Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, like yeah. It has to go over. You could actually triple box this. You could bet both teams overs,
yeah,
and take the over in the game, and you could just hat trick this shit.
Moving on here, the Texas Bowl, Sal Babs.
Oh, but But it's at a baseball field.
It is at a baseball field. That's true. Does the baseball field fuck us once again on an over?
Never seen the Holiday Bowl in a baseball.
That is weird. Yeah, used to be in, what was it, old Qualcomm Stadium. But now,
yeah,
now it doesn't exist anymore.
At Petco Park.
Ugh, I don't like it.
Padres.
Mm.
I don't know if it matters. I don't know if it matters.
So we were big in on Oklahoma State. If you bet Oklahoma State when we told you to, you got some insane value.
We had a good run on them this year.
Sal Baps, Oklahoma State's going to win this game by 2 touchdowns. Ollie Gordon is playing. No major.
That's all that matters.
No major opt-outs for Oklahoma State.
That's all
State.
That matters.
Meanwhile, literally,
that's all that matters.
Texas A&M's entire starters are literally in the portal, and half of them just went to Ole Miss.
And that's where, look. We knew this was going to happen with A&M, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We saw the writing on the wall. This was going to be entire. They did the right thing, though, I think, like, by just getting rid of Jimbo and just ending this now. This
right.
would have never stopped. They would have been in purgatory for years of just in stagnation, man. They'd just been stagnant. At what point were they ranked fourth, I believe, in the beginning of the year? I mean, were they were ranked very highly.
They were ranked highly. They weren't ranked fourth, though. No.
They were very, I mean, but like, again, like, now they find themselves playing Oklahoma State here, you know, in the direct, in the, what, Tax Act Bowl?
Yes, the Tax Act Texas Bowl.
That they won't even win.
No.
If you want to
alt-line.
Look, we're on Twitter for the first time, X, whatever the fuck you want to call it. We're big on Oklahoma State. We're big on Gundy and bowl games.
Yes.
Gundy's going to have him ready to go. Star running backs playing. We're
yes.
a go. That means they're going to score. We're going to roll with OK State here.
Yeah, I like the team over here for Oklahoma State. But honestly, if you want to fucking, I mean, how Oklahoma State is still an underdog in this game, I don't know how. I think it's +1.5. I would alt-line Oklahoma State -6.5. Fuck it. If you want to do -13.5 and get some insane value, I don't hate it.
I mean, that's a little wild, but I do believe that the alt-line at, like, getting, you know, laying the field goal is feasible.
Next game here, Sal Baps, the Wasabi. The Wasabi. Fenway Bowl.
Yeah, dude, so we're going with the under. It's going to be cold. It's
gonna
Fenway Park.
Fenway Park.
We talk about baseball fields, but this is like one of the two baseball fields you don't want to play a football game on. I don't see it. We know Boston College is going to pack it in with their fans. If you're from SMU, are you really going up there over the holidays to watch this bowl?
Absolutely
Are
not.
You? I mean, not really.
Absolutely not. Not too many opt-outs in this game, so that's refreshing.
Do crowds really affect bowl game victories?
They're about to at this next one.
I believe they...
The Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl in the Bronx there. Sal Baps, I am even heavier in on Rutgers. Several key Miami starters are out or in the portal. I am saying you can fucking slam a pastrami Italian sandwich on fucking money line here for Rutgers. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. It's just odd that they have Miami as the home team in the game when it's literally in the Bronx.
Well, they do that shit all the time, though.
Yeah, but the Boston College is the home team at Fenway. Very odd. I don't know if they do that by – I don't know how they decide that, but – but that doesn't mean shit. It just means what color jersey you
right,
wear. So it
right.
doesn't matter. These Guidos are going to go fist pump the fuck out.
Yep,
and
yep.
they'll have a good time up there. Spend the day in New York. Maybe even the Knicks have a game. Who knows? They'll have a good time. Love Rutgers here. Rutgers competitive all year.
Yeah.
Competitive.
Good defense. And they're only out their stud starting cornerback. Outside of that, it appears everybody is playing. Pop-Tarts Bowl. Sal Baps, we talked about the Pop-Tarts coming down from the planes and giving people concussions. So hopefully we do get to
Bro,
see that.
If I threw a Pop-Tart from you from up there, it would hurt.
It would hurt.
Now imagine it dropping from the ceiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, either they do that or they just give you boxes and you just start munching them. I don't
know.
Yeah,
but then the players throw it up in the air in celebration.
There's going to be some, like, hot cheerleader that gets smacked right in the face with, like, a Fruity Tootie strawberry glazed Pop-Tarts would be hilarious.
To be fair, it probably was not the heaviest thing that she is going to get smacked with in the, 24 hours.
She's on the winning team.
If she's on the winning team. Or the losing team, depending upon how you look at it. And then
tickets as low as $24.
Stop
that. That is a good bowl game to go see for $24.
Are we going to the Bronx, the Pinstripe Bowl, and then live streaming from the Bronx after? And say that we're cultural diversity exchange students from Canada.
The Pop-Tart Bowl is the NC State Kansas State game.
Correct.
What I'm saying is it's $24
Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Get in. Yeah, no, yeah. The fucking Bronx, are you nuts, dude? Yeah. That's like $170 ticket.
Gotcha.
But this is crazy. This is your classic, like, why your neocons love Florida. I mean, the economy down there. I mean, for $20, we can go watch Kansas State, NC State. It's a good bowl game.
Alamo Bowl, we're still rolling here with the over in Arizona. Is that correct?
We are. The over here looks to be a slam dunk here. I don't even want to discuss it.
It's a slam.
The Alamo Bowl, dude.
It's the Alamo Bowl. It's always an over.
Always an over.
Love Arizona. May not get Cowan.
For the new people, we believed in Arizona before Arizona believed in Arizona.
Yeah, we've been betting successfully Arizona all year long.
We've taken them as dogs. They've won outright. Yeah. We've laid points with them. We've done it all with the Wildcats.
Amen to that. Next one here, our first fresh bowl game here for our listeners, Sal Baps. It is the Gator Bowl, Friday, December 29th, noon Eastern. A hell of a matchup here. The Clemson Dabo Sweeneys.
Who saved their season.
Saved their season against Mark Stoops and the 24 hours he served as Texas A&M coach and the Kentucky Wildcats. We do have here starting wide receiver for Clemson. Backup quarterback is gone. Starting safety, gone. Opt out, starting cornerback, starting linebacker, starting defensive lineman, and also may have another linebacker here that may go in the portal or opt out. Sal Baps,
man, this total's kind of high. It's 47.
I actually like the Kentucky team over 20 and a half.
I like Kentucky to cover.
I like Kentucky to cover as well. I think 20 and a half, though, is a little bit too low in this bowl game with as many defensive starters Clemson has out.
Yeah.
Kentucky showed us something in that game that we bet them against Louisville, and they came through for us the last week. Ray Davis is playing. I don't know. I feel Mark Stoops is a very good bowl coach. I feel like they're going to put up 24 more points. I'll take 20.
I'm going to take the 7. I'm going to take the points.
Where are you getting
Kentucky?
7? I saw 5.5.
It's 4. It's actually 4. Now it's 4.
Ooh. Late line development here.
So we got sharps hitting Kentucky.
Well, I have a couple Kentucky money line plays, so that's fucking music to my ears.
All right. Well, that's good news. So we can grab 4.
next game here, the Sun Bowl.
Not that I lost value, but the fact that, the wise guys are, they're like, we like Kentucky here.
Yeah.
The game's in Jacksonville. Doesn't really affect distance-wise, but hey, I mean, does Clemson need to win this game? Not really.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
does this really matter?
Dabo's
I'm going to go to Clemson because Dabo won the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
I will say that Dabo is typically a very good bowl coach as well, so we do have good bowl coach versus good bowl coach.
Well, when you give coaches time to prep, I mean, this is what happens.
Yeah.
You get good football games.
I would say, though, that Dabo has been more of a get-his-guys-to-play-hard type of bowl coach, and
but
I don't
know. We've got opt-outs, right? We've got opt-outs. So now, it's Clemson isn't the factory they were because he doesn't use a portal, so it doesn't matter.
He did have some stud defensive freshmen, though, and maybe this is their opportunity to shine. That would be my one caution on this game, but I'm still going to go with Kentucky.
I'm not, like, betting my life on Kentucky.
Team over 20.5.
I do like the points here. So we're moving on to the Tony the Tigers Sun Bowl
in El Paso, Texas.
so many illegal immigrants.
I was just going to say, is this going to be a standing room only crowd? Because it's literally going to be illegal immigrant.
Fans are going to be outside, and there's just going to be people running over the border on the other side, like the stadium.
Are they going to be giving, I don't know, tickets in pesos or dollars, or what do you think, Sal Baps?
Well, it costs $36 to get in the game. Mm. So, Texas, once again, great economy there.
Yeah, yeah.
To see Oregon State, Notre Dame.
Sal Baps, there's so many guys out on both sides of the game here.
Yeah, I mean, Oregon State, you know, obviously we know Jonathan Smith went to Michigan State. Right. DJ opted at? He's out. He's gone.
Yeah. Giles is gone at Michigan State.
Yeah.
Damian Martinez wasn't going to play. Then he was going to play. Now he's not going to play.
Notre Dame's not trustable. This is going to be a no play for me in a game to watch.
Notre Dame has had half their offense go in the portal.
I saw that. This is a no play. This is a game to watch. This is something that if you are bored on a 2 p.m. on Friday, which you probably will be if you're younger and off of school, maybe you live into it, but this is not going to be on any of my cards.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the type
I don't like the game.
The depth is so bad, particularly at quarterback here. If you do get an injury on either side for the quarterback, maybe you do live bet, you know, the other team there. You know, we'll see what happens. The Notre Dame fans are high on this kid, actually, Angeli, at quarterback. So we'll see if the hype is real. It's tough to tell with Notre Dame fans.
I mean, Notre Dame fans are going to pack it. I mean, they have the money to go down there. Right. Oregon State, like, I mean, you got to feel down about your program. You lost your coach. You have no league. Like, what do you do?
Well, technically, you have the Pac-12. It's two teams.
It's just, yeah. If, like, you had a gun to my head, I would take Notre Dame. But yeah, it's like, I'm not going to touch this game.
Maybe money line Notre Dame, but I think there's better, stronger, better plays out there. I would stay the hell away from this game.
So we're moving on to what? We're moving on to Memphis.
No play here.
No play here against Iowa State.
I do like Iowa State overall, especially Matt Campbell and Bowles. But
the game is in Memphis, Tennessee.
It's a home game for Memphis. Yeah. And once again, our Iowa State fans, do they have the economic privilege to actually travel to this fucking game?
No, I'm taking Memphis.
And would you want to travel to Memphis, first of all?
No, I'm taking Memphis because the entire stadium is going to be Memphis fans.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm taking Memphis.
Okay.
Is Iowa State cool enough to lay that?
No.
Memphis is 9-3 football team.
Yeah.
This isn't like opt-outs, whatever. I don't care. It's still a 9-3 football team, dude. Like, it's a 9-3 team at home, essentially. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, what the fuck, dude? I mean, you got to take advantage of these geographical locational errors by the committee here. I mean, they're just giving teams home games. I mean, who puts Rutgers in the fucking Yankee Stadium?
The Pinstripe Bowl tickets?
They're just giving these teams, like, home field. So, I don't know. I'm going to grab Memphis with the points on that one. Next game, one of the best games you're going to see during bowl season. This is the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic.
Are you surprised the Cotton Bowl hasn't been fucking censored like everything else in this world? That you can no longer say the Cotton Bowl or have...
I'm stunned by it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean...
If you actually look at the research of it, it's actually more racially insane than, like, Redskins or Indians or, like, any of that shit.
Like, out of all the
I mean, like, this is a Southern game that is literally tied directly to the 1800s, where, like, the Cotton Bowl was, like, a celebration of their white gold. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was white gold.
Yeah, I mean, not that we support censorship. We are literally the most anti-woke fucking people in the world.
Yeah, so if, like, Elon Musk just, like, happens to be just, like, on the toilet and somehow, like, comes across this, yeah, dude, we're not woke. We're actually just trying to understand how the woke hasn't canceled this bowl.
We might accidentally cause it. We might.
And it's just like the Goodyear, like, tire bowl instead of the Cotton Bowl. Michigan State played a great Cotton Bowl against Baylor one year. It was fucking awesome.
I do remember that. I do remember
great.
That. Sal Babs, the line here has gone all over. It opened up at Ohio State, -6.5, and then a bunch of opt-outs for Ohio State. It moved to as much as Missouri, -3.5. The line has now moved back with news of several Ohio State guys playing in this game. Ohio State, -1.5. Once again, I'm going team over. The Ohio State team over is 24.5. This Missouri defense is dog shit. Ryan Day still knows how to coach bowl. Emeka Ogbuka is going to play. You're still going to have a solid Ohio State defense. May cause a pick six or, you know, to turn over, fumble recovery, you know.
I'm going to go with Ohio State and their team total over. That's my play on this.
Yeah, 24.5. I think it's a good play.
I mean, look, Ryan Day's got, look, one loss to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck are you going to do, right?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Like, there's still a good football team.
Don't forget
don't forget that their quarterback sucked. Like, Kyle McCord's not good. He's literally going to Syracuse.
Don't forget, so Ohio State was one missed field goal from beating Georgia last year. Marvin Harrison got
hurt. They were on Michigan's 30-yard line in Michigan.
Yeah.
I mean, this team could be in the playoffs.
This is still a team that fucks.
They're better than Missouri.
Yeah, I agree. Missouri is going to want this game bad. Missouri is going to play hard, but I think Ohio State
needs this more.
Ohio State needs this game. They need this game. Ryan Day needs this game. Next one here. Oh, boy, Sal Baps, the Peach Bowl, Saturday, December
30th. This is our lock of the millennium.
This is our lock of the millennium, lock of Bowlapalooza Part 3.
Lock of Bowlapalooza Part 3, the lock of locks.
Sal Baps, what hoodie am I wearing right now?
The Penn State Nittany Lions.
Sal Baps, you bought me this hoodie. Thank you for that.
I did. It's a dope hoodie, man.
He also, for Christmas, Sal Baps bought me the Penn State ornament behind
me
there.
Yeah, dude, the Penn State jersey ornament.
Sal Baps, if I hit a parlay, I will get you a present, but because I'm such a broke joke loser, you're getting nothing except my ability to stream us right now on Twitter. So that's your Christmas present right now.
Don't worry about
TBD,
it.
Man. TBD.
Christmas was invented in the 1950s by boomer retail companies to sell a bunch of crap to make people buy hundreds and hundreds of dollars of gifts for people so that they could make a shit ton of money during the best time of retail, which was the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. You literally had, I mean, you know, it was my dad, a Kmart manager.
Yeah.
There's been people who would shot people over Tickle Me Elmo dolls.
Yeah.
Furbies, Cabbage Patch Kids, you name it. The Nintendo system, Sega Genesis, PlayStations. It's all fake. Jesus is born, but there is nothing written
actually
about going out and buying people gifts.
Jesus was actually born in June, so.
Yeah, that is a controversial thing.
I don't know why it's controversial. Sal Baps, they literally, if you go to Europe, they don't even call Christmas Christmas. They call it Yule. It's a fucking pagan holiday.
Yeah, it's Yule.
They literally, same thing with Easter. All they did as Christianity spread throughout the Roman Empire, throughout all these fucking pagan tribes.
Well, it's because of Constantine. So the Romans were all, here, history for you. So the Romans were always pagans, right? They were always pagans. They thought that Christians were like this little Jew cult. They didn't even like care. They were like Antifa to them, like essentially.
Yeah.
Like they were just like, oh, whatever. And then for whatever reason during this war, Constantine, who was one of the biggest persecutors of Christianity there was, wakes up from a nap. He looks in the sky. This is real. Any of you can look this up. Any of you. This is anywhere. This is real.
Yeah.
He sees what he believes is a crucifix in the sky, which was literally probably clouds just in that shape. And he goes, holy shit, I'm on the wrong side. And he starts making all of Rome Christian.
Yeah.
And that's when they decided to, you know, come up with their calendar, when these were going to be. And since Rome's Italy, the Vatican then had taken it, and it just continued and continued and continued and continued and continued.
The Vatican,
and to be fair, we are both Christians. We're just giving you a little bit of history that Christians don't want to hear because they want to be in their little oh, this is how it is. Well, actually, like, no, actually, this psychotic Roman Empire saw a cross in the sky and decided to make your calendar for you. Yeah. So that's real. This is real. This is real life.
Christmas caroling. So actually, the ancient Germanic tribes would literally do that chanting in the woods, basically trying to summon
spirits. Their dead.
Yeah.
Summon their dead. Yeah.
And basically, the tree is all pagan. The gifts underneath the tree.
But the Americanized boomer post 19, like post depression, like era American version of Christmas with like Santa Claus and elves and shit. It's just all for children and for parents to buy them gifts and retail stores to make money.
Yeah.
It's not there. There's nothing about giving people gifts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I do it out of, you know, because you're ousted in society if you don't. But,
right.
You know, look, dude, it's a little fake.
It's
a little fake, but it's a little real, but it's a little fake.
I tell you what else is fake.
I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think, and this is if anyone's on X is seeing this, we are both actively like Christian. We are not. We're also like just super into history, but not the bullshit that you learn in school.
Right.
We're into like real history.
Right.
Like, do you really believe? Do you really, really believe that three goofy guys in robes called wise men followed a star?
I do, actually.
Into the sky.
I do.
To a random barn.
They weren't wise men,
and
though.
And said, this guy is the Messiah. Do you believe that? Because I have a hard time.
So they
that.
Actually.
I don't even think Jesus himself realized his abilities until he was like probably 10 or 11.
So
it was like, oh, wait a minute. I can actually like do shit
number
with
one,
my mind, and it happened.
Number one, it was prophecy for fucking thousands of years. So they knew it was coming based upon the. So they
were. By that point, like, how. They just walked
listen
around
to me,
following stars.
They weren't fucking wise men. They were actually sorcerers. They were in the occult. They knew it was Jesus based upon the astrological signs. They were literally like.
So they were pissed about this then, probably.
Not necessarily, no. But they were in the dark arts. And that's how they knew that they were fucking sorcerers, okay? They were fucking like ancient wizards, basically. So
Alex Jones has some incredible takes on sorcerers and like the shit that went on in the Middle Ages and like
right.
what they were able to like actually accomplish.
Right.
It's pretty wild shit.
So these weren't they weren't
out.
Wise men. They
like Merlin, like the right. wizard and shit, was able to like actually like use mirrors to see through dimensions and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Like as goofy as that sounds,
yeah.
but like I it's hard to argue with him.
Well, I mean, look at fucking, you know, Tesla, what he did. I mean, he fucking probably solved, you know, the ability
and
to transcend time.
Yeah, we talked about the Philadelphia experiment.
Right,
I mean,
he
literally
experiment.
Made a ship disappear. Like,
but they weren't wise men. They were sorcerers. So it's also the very first people who saw Jesus were fucking, you know, the biggest of sinners. So I think there's a lesson in that as well. I think there's a big lesson in the Ole Miss team over 21.5. Sal Bepps, Chop Robinson, stud first-round pick for Penn State. They are a completely different team when he doesn't play. He was out for about 1.5 games. Completely different defense. He is not playing in this bowl game. As far as Kalen King, TBD.
That means no for a bowl game.
I would say no. Also, Johnny Dixon, the other stud cornerback there, he is TBD.
No.
Looks like Theo Johnson is not playing. First-round draft pick, Ulamamio Fashanu, he is not playing. Sal Bapps, Lane Kiffin is coming to fuck. Lane Kiffin is going to win this. He's coming to win this game. Not that James Franklin and Penn State aren't.
They don't need it. They don't need it because the playoffs are expanding and they get in. So this isn't like a needed thing for them.
I think Ole Miss needs this game more.
Ole Miss needs it more.
I think Kiffin wants it more.
And our play on this isn't really like we're not even backing a side. We're taking Ole Miss to score their team total.
Yeah, 21.5.
I mean, that's obtainable.
Criminally insane.
Yeah, especially is Manny Diaz coaching? He's gone.
No.
I mean, he's already like, you know, he was already chilling with the Duke Cam and crazies.
Right.
Down at Duke, so that, I mean, let's go with this team total over in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
If you want to alt-line the total team over, right now it's at 48.5. That's criminally low. If you wanted to do 54.5 over, I don't hate it. Next play here, the Music City Bowl, Saturday, December 30th at 2 p.m. Sal Baps, I am all over Auburn here -7 because Tua, number two, is not playing in the game. Maryland is going to be completely fucked.
Maryland's going to be fucked this game. I agree. This is going to be no play for me, though. I don't really love this game. Mm. However, it being, you know, Auburn, the game's in Nashville, you know, I wouldn't want to go from Maryland to Nissan Stadium to cheer on the Terps. Would you?
No, absolutely not. I think this is a game here where it's just going to be sloppy. It's going to be ugly.
And you don't want to hit these airports up. The next day is New Year's Eve. It's like, this is annoying. It's like,
Auburn fans will travel, though.
Auburn fans are different, though. Numerous articles I read about the actual gunshot duels that they have after Auburn games and bars. This is real, by the way. They will challenge you to duels.
Is it a sawed-off shotgun or just a regular shotgun?
No, I mean, these guys just straight up will challenge you to a duel. I've seen it. You can pull up multiple articles after Bama Auburn games where they're at bars and the guys, Auburn fans and Bama fans, are just 18, like 20 style, you know, hey.
What would be
one, two, three, step, turn, shoot.
What would be your weapon of choice in a duel, Sal Baps?
It depends on the time period.
Well, right now.
In a duel, if we're going to do one, how many steps are we doing, right? So we look at each other, we turn.
Three and a half.
Three steps, one, two, three. So it's got to be a 9 because it's got to be quick. And if it's a headshot, you're dead.
True.
It's got to be a 9.
Okay.
If it's 45, it's too heavy. You're holding with one hand, you could move.
Yeah.
It's got to be a 9. 22 would might not kill you.
Right.
Either. So it'd have to be a 9.
Okay. Solid choice. The Sal Baps here is backing the blue with the 9mm. I like that. Next game here, speaking of fucking duels and murders, Sal Baps, the Orange Bowl, Saturday, December 30th, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Georgia is going to absolutely murder a Florida State team that now, Jordan Travis, we already knew, you know, died a couple games ago. Tate Roadmaker, backup, is now in the portal, is not playing. We are going to have a sacrificial lamb here, third-string quarterback. Oh, no, by the way, he's not going to have Johnny Wilson, Keon Coleman, tight end Jaheim Bell, running back Trey Benson, Jared Verse, studded defensive end, starting defensive lineman.
Georgia should be healthy for this, right? I mean, this should be a blowout.
So there's an alt line on FanDuel for – you can alt line Georgia -27.5. For like +340, I think this is a game that's going to be probably 35-3.
I agree. Yeah, they got 16.5 here. I just punched in with Georgia. I think that easily covers.
Florida State has no fucking shot.
They
have
no shot, dude.
Georgia is going to be.
They got fucked this year, man. They really did.
Carson Beck is playing at quarterback. He is coming back next year.
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, this is a joke, dude. I don't even want to discuss this. This is retarded. This is stupid. Capital One Orange Bowl, Georgia -16.5 is a joke.
Arizona Bowl, the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, Saturday, December 30th, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Sabaps, looks like Daquan Finn may actually transfer to Michigan, if you can believe that. He is not playing in this game. Neither is stud cornerback Quion Mitchell. Wyoming, meanwhile, we talked about this before. This is the Craig Bowl.
Look, the Mac's been getting fucking their asses kicked in these bowl games. So, like, just be cautious of that. The Mac is like, I actually like Wyoming. I made fun of you for Wyoming all year. The Mac has been getting killed in these games.
Yeah, I actually think you can alt line here a couple points and do Wyoming -6.5.
Yeah.
I think without Daquan Finn, Toledo has – I think even Daquan Finn played.
I mean, usually bowls are trended with your league. The Mac's getting fucking blown out, dude. Like, they're just getting fucked.
ReliaQuest Bowl, Monday, January 1st. This is the one game I did pick the under here. I got an early, Sal Baps. Wisconsin versus LSU. Fucking a million opt-outs here. Obviously, we know
a bajillion opt-outs.
Jaden Daniels isn't playing.
Why would he? I would never play in this game.
Basically, every wide receiver for Wisconsin has entered the portal. Braylon Allen has entered the portal. It's a mess.
I'm so fucking happy that I'm going to miss this. This is the shittiest game of the day,
yeah.
And I'm going to fucking miss it because I have to work that morning.
Okay.
And I'll miss this stupid game that Wisconsin shouldn't even be in.
True.
I'm glad I'm not even going to.
So no play from you.
No play for me. I don't even want to. I'm not even going to watch it.
Yeah.
It's a terrible game.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if I was home, I'd watch it. But no, the next game, a little bit of sauce.
Yo, Citrus Bowl, Monday, January 1st, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sal Babs,
a little bit of sauce.
I have been all over the Iowa Hawkeyes. The line has started to move. It was 8.5. It's now 7.5. Listen, this is a game. Iowa is coming to fuck. Tennessee is down like 6 of their top cornerbacks. So obviously we know Iowa isn't a passing team. But I'm just saying, if we can just pass 6 times in the game, relatively keep the defense honest here. This is a game that Iowa is going to beat you into submission. The play that I love, you can do a winning margin on FanDuel. You can do Iowa to win by 1 to 13 points for plus 360.
If
Iowa wins this game, I did this earlier this year for Iowa against Wisconsin. Iowa's not going to beat any fucking team in the nation by more than 2 touchdowns. But they can beat any team by 4 points. And I think they
Tennessee kind of fucking sucks, dude. They're 8-4. Like, they were up and down all year.
Is Tennessee ready to get punched in the fucking mouth by Iowa in a bowl game?
I think they're stronger than them. I think they're going to shut them down. Iowa's going to play hard.
Right. You're saying Iowa's going to shut Tennessee down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Jalen Wright is not playing.
I kind of think so.
All those cornerbacks that we talked about are not playing for Tennessee. Meanwhile, Iowa, no fucking opt-outs here. They may have a couple guys still banged up. We'll see. They may get those back who didn't play the Big Ten Championship. But I am all over the Iowa Hawkeyes. Next game here, Sal Baps, the Fiesta Bowl, Monday, January 1st.
Over.
I'm calling bullshit. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Dan Lanning is saying that Bo Nix is playing this game, right?
He's not. He's going to get drafted by the Steelers in the first fuck around.
Bucky Irving has already opted out. I believe Tez Franklin has opted out. There is a shitload.
If you're Bo Nix, what's the point of this? Like, why?
I'm calling bullshit. I don't think Bo Nix is going to play this game. Even if Bo Nix does, I like Liberty here plus 17.5.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm just saying, if you want to do like a $5, $10 parlay here, I think you fucking money line.
Liberty's going to be the team that plays harder here. Oregon has nothing left to prove. They missed out on the playoffs.
Bo Nix doesn't play this game, that line
they're
drops.
Getting their transfer quarterback in next year. They'll have everything set the fuck back
2
up.
2 transfers.
So let's rock out with Liberty. Look, people, all these top 13 teams aren't going to – some of these teams are going to lose.
Yeah,
they're just not gonna care. Let's rock out with the points. Let's take the points.
By the way, has the Kansas game started yet, Sal Baps? That is a very important game for me. I do need to keep some eyes on that game.
No, because it has been this stupid game won't end.
Oh wow, Texas State. Okay. All right, just checking. That is a decent play for me. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit here on all these Oregon guys playing. I think Dan Lanning is just playing a game here. I tell you, one game we don't have to worry about opt-outs, though, Sal Baps. The granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, Monday, January 1st,
there was nothing better than hearing
PM.
Brent Musburger. The granddaddy of them all.
Sal Baps, I did a marketing event at the Rose Bowl one time. It was for one of those like protein bar companies, and it was like a fucking like Run for Cancer or something, and they sponsored this event, and I was there with a bunch of fucking hot whores, and this was like right when I got to LA, and they were telling me about how they basically went to Vegas and they were cocktail waitresses there, basically whores, and they were saying about how Tiger Woods was like fucking like 1,000 girls a night. This was back in like 2010.
Do people, is this new to people? They don't understand that like famous millionaire celebrities that are like at the best of their game fuck hot. Like, is this new to people?
Right, but I'm saying like you remember this? Like how earth shattering that was to the public that Tiger Woods was a man whore. Like, I knew this back in 2010 at the Rose Bowl.
Like, people live in a bubble.
By the way, Subapps, that event, the protein bar, we had several old ladies literally come up and want to kill me because the protein bars I gave them literally made them shit their pants. So that's my Rose Bowl story.
It's not fun when you're old and you're shit your pants.
Pasadena.
It's got to be annoying.
Pasadena.
The bending up, the lifting, the wiping, it's got to suck.
Yeah, Pasadena, old money. You got the hills right there. It's far enough removed from, you know, downtown L.A. It's one of the few remaining good spots of L.A., Salbaps. Beautiful. One of the best places in the world to watch
all
a game.
All right. So we're at the Rose Bowl. Michigan, Alabama.
I'm taking Michigan.
Tickets starting at $366 just to get in the door. I'm against you. I think Alabama's the hottest team in the country. I wouldn't want to play them right now.
No. I was going to say I'm taking Michigan to lose. I'm taking Alabama team over 21.5 once again.
Yeah, I like Bama here. Love Bama here. This is going to be your classic where me and you get a Big Ten reality check again, and we realize the SEC still reigns supreme.
So you're going to have Iowa beat the shit out of Tennessee, and people are going to be like, Big Ten, Big Ten.
No, that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what will happen.
Right, and then you're going to see –
And you're going to see these people back Michigan, and you're going to see the Bama team we saw against Georgia.
Right.
If they did that against them –
People have to understand the first tier of the SEC year in and year out is better than the rest of the country. It's the rest of the SEC that's overrated. It's the second and third tiers that, frankly, Salbabs are not as good as people make them out to be. But Alabama fucks, Georgia fucks, and Michigan is going to get it once again. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
Okay, is that the UNLV game? Do we finally have UNLV Kansas?
We do have UNLV Kansas.
Is there a score?
They had to flip it over to ESPN2.
Okay. Is there a score yet?
I think where they're kicking off right now.
Well, they're kicking off right now. Daddy has some tickets here on Kansas, so we do need – I am fading UNLV. I've picked UNLV successfully, both trailing
and
fading.
Yeah, if you're new to watching us, we've rode UNLV –
For like 6 weeks.
More than anyone. More than their own, like – students.
Yeah, I do think.
Oh, UNLV's
up 7-0.
Actually, already up 7-0.
Wow, I am fucking not liking that. Not liking that at all.
Good thing I took the over in this stupid game.
All right.
Thought there'd be sauce.
All right.
So we're moving on to
Sugar Bowl Monday, January 1st.
Texas Longhorns here against the fictional Huskies.
Yes.
That got by on. Look, they're a good team. I'm not gonna. Play around.
They beat Oregon twice. They're pretty fucking
good. They beat Oregon twice. I think Texas is just this. I called Sark. You know, Sark was in my fake coaches club 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And now he's two wins away from being a.
There you go.
Put a ring on it, guy.
There you go.
Gets out of shape, Saban's shadow a little bit.
So this is an interesting game.
This is actually the more. Like, Bama, Michigan's going to be hardcore. This is actually going to be, like, a fun game.
So I watched...
Like, this is going to be a fun game.
This was actually the...
That's why it's the night game. That's why it's the primetime game.
This was the Alamo Bowl last year, if I recall right. Texas and Washington played. Washington won. And
this is in New Orleans, by the way, which is way closer to Texas than fucking
Xavier
Washington.
Worthy dropped, like, two, surefire touchdowns here.
Oh, my God, Kansas.
There we go.
Here they go.
Fucking go.
Here they go.
Go.
He's gone.
Go. Go.
He tripped up by his own blocker. This game's going to be fucking crazy.
So Washington won that game, but Salbaps, Texas wide receivers absolutely dropped like three touchdowns in that game. I had Washington. I got lucky to get that cover.
Right.
I think Texas gets revenge here. I think Texas is a better team.
I agree. They are. I think look, in my personal opinion, that's why I wore this beanie tonight. I think that for the first time, I've been calling bullshit for 10 years on this Texas is back thing. I think Texas wins the national championship.
Ooh, Salbaps getting dicey there. Okay.
I think Texas wins the national championship. I think they're going to play Alabama again, and I think they're going to beat them, and I think they're finally going to Texas back. It's going to be if then that happens, you're going to see the Texas that we grew up with, because everyone's going to go there.
I agree. I agree.
It's going to be Texas going to take the fuck over.
Austin is taking over the world. Austin has become the cultural center of America.
Exactly.
NIL
yeah.
money,
I mean,
there is
so
the
much.
Roof. So many fucking high school talent.
Yeah. I mean, this is just.
It's Texas versus the world, I think.
It is. And they want it that way. That's their mentality.
Yeah, it's their mentality.
So, yeah, we're going to go with Bama and Texas in these games.
I like it. I like it. I agree with it.
And I like Texas as my champion. Who's your champion?
I'm not going to make a prediction on that quite yet.
We'll have another show to do before that, I believe.
Correct.
So
correct. I'm going to
redo that again.
I'm going to wait on that. For now, I'm going to sweat out this Kansas game here and hope that Lance Leopold does not let me down.
It's 3rd and 6. There's only been 3 minutes off the clock. Mm. I do have the over, so looking for me.
Yeah.
If you got Kansas. I'm going to drop back here. There's nothing there. There's a deep throw across the field into triple coverage. He dropped it.
Fuck me.
God, you're going to have to sweat this out.
I'm going
to
sweat this game out.
You're going to have to sweat it
out. Oh, this is going to suck dick.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yep,
and go
say your
watch
prayers,
this.
Take your vitamins, grow your own food. Thank you for watching the inaugural. That's how you say that word, Sal Baps. Inaugural.
Ole Miss. Over 21
making bread
and
buttering hose
points.
Broadcast.
If
subscribe to us here on X. Subscribe to us at Rumble. Subscribe on Instagram. All at Butter and Hose. At Butter and Hose.
We're sponsored by nothing. We have no money.
No money.
We do this for fun, and we're not that bad.
Not that bad.
Not that bad.
Sal Baps.
And you'll learn some history in the meantime.
Sal Baps,
even
I will.
If you don't like,
I will post a Poonteng parlay on the Twitter here later.
Yeah, and if we get the Cotton Bowl canceled, we're sorry.
We're sorry. But not really. But we are. All right. Thanks, guys.